Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
They were...
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, I think, you know, these first round-robin games or whatever they were, you just kind of try to shake the rust off and get your team game in a place kind of you want it to be. I think we've kind of improved over these three games. Obviously, we need to work, or we work very hard for our goals. You know, we just seem not to get rewarded, but I'm sure that's going to come if we just keep plugging away. But I think, you know, it doesn't matter what seed you're in, because you're going to beat every team anyways if you want to advance. So I think, you know, we're going to feel good. So it's over now and start real hockey.
Everybody.
What's up,
hey,
how we doing?
Real hockey.
I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound great. I sound all right?
Good.
Yeah.
Bruins.
So what the hell were they playing, though?
Tuca.
I thought that was real hockey.
Trying to bang off the rust there, huh? How does it look like they accomplished that?
First line looks good.
Just wondering. Did they do that?
I give him credit, man, because he's consistent. He's been saying this a while, right? Oh, man. Knock off the rust. Still got to play. You got to beat everybody. If you want to get there, you have to go through everybody. You know? Does he not remember last year? Sort of the road and how it benefited them?
Do they not remember the start of their season?
I don't think so.
Do they not remember the team that they are from before the shutdown?
See, Cassidy said something at the end of last week after we were on air.
I feel like they've sort of forgotten who they are.
Cassidy said, hey, it's been tough because we don't see you face-to-face. And we've been doing a lot of Zoom stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to tell you, we're in a good place. Like, our team, our guys, they're good. Nobody's freaking out. They're in a good place. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here. And if it really starts tomorrow night at 8 p.m. with the puck dropping, and they come out like banshees and gangbusters, then... Okay, then they know what they're doing.
Yeah, there's zero time.
I mean, because I
don't sort of.
It's now
get
or never
ready,
now, right?
You know, put this behind. No, that's it. Go back to work tomorrow night. Playoffs,
yeah.
Real playoffs start tomorrow night.
And this thing could be over in a week, and it could be chalked up as one of the most wasted seasons ever. You know? Like, damn, his team was good.
They're not good right now.
Can they flip the switch?
All right,
because
so
it hasn't flipped yet.
They've played their three games, plus an exhibition.
Yeah.
And they haven't looked very good. What's your confidence level? And where they're going to go.
Oh, man, this is this flips every week. We do this. What's your confidence level?
I'm checking right now.
Patriots,
on August
Celtics,
10th.
Bruins.
No, August 10th.
Oh,
on August 10th, how do you feel about the Bruins' chances?
They're like third now.
No. Their chances. What are their chances to win it all?
Not great.
Low.
Not great at all.
Low. It looks like they don't want to be there. It's looked like that over the course of the games. It looks like they really don't want to be there. And because of that, they're going to go home. They're not going to last. They're not in this thing.
And then we'll just blame it on COVID.
Their heads are not in it.
It's COVID's fault.
For whatever reason.
So, older team.
The weird part is...
Hold on a second.
The weird part is they may have drawn their best matchup.
But we said this the other day. They said that to tank to make sure that you could draw Carolina.
So now they have Carolina.
Yeah. like the Red Sox chances of winning the World Series better than the Bruins of winning the Stanley Cup?
No, you just said third. Third. Bruins, Red Sox fourth.
Oh, you're counting the Patriots.
Yeah.
So you like
the, they haven't started.
You like the Patriots odds of winning more than the Bruins?
In a perfect world, if Cam's right and Cam can be Cam. Like, I've said this. I mean, if Cam takes his offense and runs with it.
You see what he just did to us? He Jedi mind tricked us right there. Throwing that in there, and now he's talking about Cam Newton and the Patriots.
Dude, we're getting ready for some weirdness, man. We need football better than anything. We need football.
But Jared Stidham's going to be the starting quarterback, so that doesn't
matter. That's my prediction.
It doesn't help your argument. Look.
I think it's that coach and how he gets his team ready in a weird, weird time that we live in.
They still don't. The Bruins still don't look right, and they can't score. But I will be officially worried if they lose the first game against Carolina.
Hardy's been remarkably consistent on this. He said in the very beginning, after the first loss, the one to the Flyers, the first real loss, he said it's got to take four games of them sucking before he gets concerned. I would be concerned now. I would start your concern right now.
T-Bone is just giving me like the stare of disbelief.
What's his problem?
T-Bone, where are you at?
He's devastated.
Where's T-Bone at mentally on the Bruins? I think you're depressed today is what you are.
I think you got to see the first period.
Oh, really?
If they come out poorly.
Oh.
First period of game four?
One period of the first round, and that'll tell you everything.
They're supposed to crank it up.
Well, how about game seven last year? You knew in the first period that it was over. Right?
Do you know the Bill Belichick?
Right. No, we said things like that about the game last year.
Not a bad take.
Tuca just said.
Shut up, Tom.
Real game start. We're going to crank it up. If real game start and they don't crank it up right away, I'm worried.
If they're not playing at a different level in the first period tomorrow night, that's it. Hit the panic button.
Okay.
First shift.
Do you know that the Patriots, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in the first quarter of their Super Bowl scored a total of 3 points? And they just come out flat.
There he goes again. Yeah. Doing that football.
Another Jedi mind trick.
There he goes doing that football thing
again.
As
I get closer and closer to football. So Tom is going to be swayed by the first period of the first game.
Yes,
first
how engaged do they look?
First shift.
What level of play are we at?
It should be the first shift.
What a Marshak comes off the bench
have
and
they
gives
turned
up a
it
goal.
On?
Morning skate tomorrow. How do they come out?
They could come out like hot. They could come out like firing it. Two could give one up with 30 seconds left and then just crap all over Tom's take.
Yeah, things don't look good for them right now is the way it looks. I have a lot less confidence in their ability to go deep in the playoffs. I don't know how you could feel any other way today.
Does their meh feeling about it piss you off at all? It doesn't say they're just taking it with like a grain of salt.
Yeah, here's what pisses me off.
That's what pisses me off.
So I understand. We live in weird times, as Zoe just said. Weird times. So you sort of understand. Okay, baseball, these guys are, I think, across the league checked out, even on the good teams.
Yes.
And in hockey, you went there. You put in a lot of work to be where you're at. No matter if you're there, if you were playing this weekend, you went through a couple of weeks of training camp. You reported back to your facility. You came from all over the world.
They perfected
to be with your team.
They perfected their COVID preparations.
You have then traveled from your home base to Toronto, where you were now quarantined and in a bubble there. You've put in a lot of effort and work just to be there.
What do you think it is? A field trip? Do you think they think it's a field trip and like they're going to go to the zoo or the museum next?
And so I get it. Like weird times, they could be mentally checked out. Their minds could be elsewhere. But guys, you're there. Like, you're in it. You're there and you put in the effort to be there. You might as well play well. You might as well just focus on the games now.
They win 4-1 tomorrow night. Everything changes then, right? I mean, I think that's what people are going to start to feel because, okay, this is real hockey now.
They didn't
view the first four exhibitions, including that scrimmage or whatever, they didn't view that as real hockey.
I don't even know that I need it to be 4-1. I just need them to score goals and look like they're there.
Their first line has not scored.
It's my biggest problem with the team.
Their first line has not scored.
My biggest problem with this team.
0-9 on a power play.
You're supposed to be able to count on that line to always be productive. And they're not. They haven't done squat. Mm. So, bad times in Bruins land.
Yeah, Mondays suck in general. Yeah, that one is icing on a cake.
I'll take a couple calls on this. We're going to talk about Celtics, too, because they had a good weekend. Paul's in the car. Paul.
Yeah.
What do you got?
You guys don't know much about hockey.
Thanks.
I know you've heard that before.
Right.
What do these seeding games mean?
Okay, in terms of seeding, you got to put your window up or something there. What do they mean? Well, no, the seeding is not a major deal. What's a much bigger deal is the way they've played over the course of the games. The seeding doesn't help.
I think what you've done, to Paul's question, and sorry for my lack of hockey knowledge, but when you're the best team all
year. I'll gladly talk about something else if Paul, that's what really Paul wants to do.
But seriously, regardless of your sport.
I don't need to talk about your suckbag team that's 0-3 all day. Yeah, I don't need to dwell on that. I got a great team to talk about in the Celtics. They looked awesome over the weekend, and I feel better about the Celtics' chances than the Bruins.
No, I know Tuukka says Paul they have to play everybody.
Paul must be feeling it today because his team's about to crap themselves and fall apart and be irrelevant after they were a Stanley Cup favorite. I can talk about Cam Newton until I'm Carolina blue in the face all day, my friend.
We should replay.
If that's what you want me to do, I'll do it.
Went through the Newton press conference again today.
We can talk Stidham Newton.
Yes.
Until the end of time.
Oh, if I was just a fly on a wall down there watching practice, I'd love that.
But you don't want to talk more about Verdugo today.
I will talk Verdugo. I will talk Red Sox. I will talk about the manager being an idiot and Ryan Weber. And I will choke you out with Red Sox takes today. If you want it.
If you're listening to the local anchors over the weekend news, it's Vertigo.
Well, they're idiots. Eric and Winthrop. Hi, Eric.
Hey, welcome to the hockey show, Eric. How you doing?
Yeah, so your hockey knowledge sucks.
Thanks.
No, I'm just kidding. Verdugo is the man. And the reason
I love
I called.
Yeah.
Sorry. Fuck, I forget the reason.
Oh! Wait.
Hockey! It's our first F-bomb on a Monday. Nice!
Beetle, don't you understand? If your team comes out and is unable to win a game through their exhibition game or any of the round-robin games, and they go into the official postseason now without having notched a victory... You don't like it. You don't know anything about hockey. You don't understand the game, Beetle.
I can't skate.
No,
that's on you.
You know the biggest problem is like I've wasted 10 hours of my life now watching the Bruins suck over the last 10 days. That's like 10 hours of my life I'm never getting back. But listen.
How dare you not like their chances after what they've shown you so far?
If that makes me an idiot, then fine. Yeah, I've watched them, and they haven't played very well.
Well, you don't know anything about hockey.
I know enough to know that they don't look like the team they were before COVID happened.
How thick is the ice?
You don't even know.
Your team's not as good as they were 5 months ago. What happened? Is Paul calling back? Did he put his window up yet? Is Paul back on the line? B-Rob, is that the same Paul? Is that the same Paul?
Put him on.
Okay, let's put him back on. I hope he put his window up so we can hear him. Yeah, but... Paul, what happened to your hockey team from 5 months ago? Explain that to us, hockey god.
Are you talking to me again? Am I back on?
Yes. Tell us what happened to your team.
Okay, so let me explain it. I'll mansplain it for you.
Thank you.
So the seeding means nothing. If we were playing a 3 out of 5, you would have definitely seen a different team. A, we would have had to have our middle 6 players set, right? The middle 6 forwards. Did you watch, when I watched the game, the last game, what I watched was Kasha and Richie. And sounds kind of stupid, but those two guys are going to be key in the middle 6 of our lineup. Mm. So A, they were just set. Did you watch how they played?
Yes. I think the team's success for the postseason hinges on Brett Richie and Andre Kasha. Absolutely.
No. Doesn't hinge, but you need 4 lines. And you need 4 lines to be able to roll confidently.
Paul, let me ask you something. You said the seeding doesn't mean anything. Were they trying to win any of those games?
Yeah, but they couldn't.
Okay. So maybe you don't know anything about sports. Beatles, though, they don't know anything about hockey. You don't know anything about sports, then. If you're trying to win a game and you can't win a game, I think it's okay for someone who knows something about sports to no longer like that team's chances going forward.
Yes!
And by the way, Paul, I love their chances. I'm not worried yet. That's the craziest thing. I'm actually kind of on Paul's side. But how dare you say you guys don't know anything? Were they trying to win those games?
Do you know what seeding does?
Did they win any of them?
No.
No.
Do you know what seeding does?
You don't know anything.
Do you know what seeding does? So they're the best team all year, right? So they come in, and if they picked right up where they left off, you know what that does to the rest of the competition? When you're matched up against the Bruins, you're saying, Jesus, we got no shot. You know what other teams are saying right now from your seeding perspective? Doors open. We got a shot. Let's get
all
our
I know
goalie
is that
on.
If I open a show talking about Brett Ritchie and Andre Kasha, I'm losing my job.
No. He
ratings are going to go into the
he
toilet.
Didn't say it hinged.
And we're done.
You need four
we're
lines,
done.
Beetle. You need four, not three. Four lines. Okay?
You guys pay close attention to Brett Ritchie yesterday?
Well,
because if you didn't, you're an idiot.
You need four lines. And he's right. The reason why they haven't succeeded, their first three lines are rolling. They're an unstoppable rebel force.
I'm going to do something
it's
wild.
It's the fourth line that, again, hinging.
I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to talk about a team that looks great right now.
Celtics.
Great. And I feel confident.
How's our basketball knowledge?
The very popular Boston Celtics.
Okay.
People are feeling. The green team is feeling it, and they should be. They look great over the weekend. We'll get to the Celtics. We'll continue with your Bruins calls as well along the way. Here on Zolak and Bertrand. Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fultz, hands off to Vucevic. Vucevic, fall away three at the buzzer. Front iron bounces out, and the Celtics have won the ballgame.
Wow, that stayed up there just for a minute. It almost went in, but Celtics, great job.
The degree to which the Celtics sprinted away from Markelle Fultz. Begging him to take the three, and he didn't want it.
No, he didn't. He's right here by himself.
All alone.
Yeah. And then he just gives it to a man who's being tackled almost. There's no way you're going to get there to try to guard that position.
Celtics rip off three wins in a row now. They're actually trying to win the games. And their games are actually far less significant than the Bruins games that have been played. But the Celtics are actually making an effort to win the games. It's a novel idea.
Difference in the attitude and energy, right?
Let's talk about the win that really matters here.
Friday night.
Yeah. Friday night. I sit on Friday. I'm like, they're not going to take it. They're probably not going to treat it like it's of real importance. And talking to McCone and Chris Gasper, and they're like, no, this is a chance to make a statement, and they should make a statement. So, boy, did they ever.
It's almost like it was it's a message game.
Here's what they proved over the weekend. They can crush Toronto. They can. They can beat the bag out of that team. That's a good team. Really good team. Good coaching. Pieces that fit. Awesome. Celtics stepped on their throats on Friday night and looked good in the process. And over the course of the weekend, we learned that Gordon Hayward may just be playing his best basketball in a Celtics uniform he's ever played. I got a theory on this one. Where's Hayward right now? Oh.
Right there.
He's in Orlando in the bubble.
What do you mean? What do you mean, where's Hayward right now?
Where is he physically living right now?
Oh, he's not home. Jeez, don't do this.
No? You don't think there could be something to that?
I don't know. Maslach's coming into work awfully early. You know?
Yeah, right?
Yep. So, Hardy likes driving into work.
I just think Hayward is in a hotel room where Brad Stevens tells us there's not a lot to do here. That man is getting his full fill of Fortnite or whatever the hell it is that he likes to play.
Grooming habits with his hair.
Whatever it is he likes to do when he sits on that couch at home.
Yeah.
He is doing that right now, Hardy, with full peace and quiet.
Are you playing that game again?
Listen, every year.
Did they tell you to turn it off?
Been a lot of years where we have gone on the road to the Super Bowl. And there's always a night in there where you're like, you know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to do nothing but watch TV in peace and quiet. Yeah. Just sit there and do nothing.
Or it's to what, like what Brad told us. And what,
don't you have that night on the road? Gordon Hayward gets to do that every night with his video games right now. He is in a good place mentally. He FaceTimes with the kids, and then it's like, well, daddy time is over.
Yeah, but see,
now I get to go play Fortnite.
At the beginning of all this, like the approach, Stevens talked about it, and then last week Danny Ainge was on with the morning guys. And he said, our team's coming together. They're doing everything together. They're down at the pool. They're playing golf. They're having competitions. In a weird way, it almost, I don't want to say it, maybe this has helped him bond more with the team to where, you know, I feel like I'm one of them. Like, you always hear this stuff like, Gordon would take more shots if Jaylen Brown didn't play. You know what I mean? As far as asserting himself. Like, he always seems like that outside floater, like, this is Brown's team. This is Tatum's team. Marcus Smart's the energy guy. You got Kemba now. And where does Gordon fit in with them?
We got time for one more?
No. No, you don't have time.
All right, guys. I got to go.
That's not happening anymore.
You got time now.
I
got
to go. That's not happening.
You got time now.
Do I have time for one more? He has no one to ask if he needs time for one more. No one.
Hardy.
He needs permission from no one to play his games.
What was the name of Stu's wife in The Hangover? Dr. Sue.
Oh,
Dr.
the one Stu. That made sure. Oh, make sure you
Melissa,
take.
Melissa, was it Melissa?
Oh, God.
What are you doing? You didn't call me. I called you three times. You didn't answer. What do you mean you're at a winery? Is that a baby? No, it's a goat crying. He doesn't have to lie. I'm just laying here. I'm in a hotel. Playing a game. Eating dinner. Boy, if they get this out of Hayward.
What was her name?
I think it was Melissa.
Melissa, yeah. Very good.
Wow, good job.
Don't forget
your Rogaine.
Yeah.
Remember that?
They're calling you, paging doctor. Your Stu. Friends are here.
Stu. Okay, yeah, that's not going on for him right now.
No.
He's mentally in a great place. I love it. It's perfect for him.
He's in a basketball environment.
You
go
know
go play video games and basketball.
He brought his full video game setup.
It's like he's
setup.
In college again.
You know, he's sitting there on the desk in the room. We saw, was it, I think it was Jason Tatum. Instagrammed a picture of his setup or something.
Hey, I would love to see
weeks
that.
Ago.
You know what?
Right?
I wonder if they're allowed to do that, like the football players allowed to do at camp, where you sort of make the room. It's a hotel room, but you're able to expand on it, maybe bring some stuff in and make the room your own. And maybe hang up some cool posters.
Other great news from over the weekend. And I hate to say great news because, you know, it involves someone in their livelihood as a player. Ben Simmons. This is good news for the Celtics, no matter how you look at it. Ben Simmons is actually really hurt.
Needs knee surgery.
Yeah. And they're not ruling him out for the rest of the year, but it would require a deep, deep run for the 76ers. That takes away a big piece of their team and size, and that makes the path easier.
Yeah.
I didn't like that matchup with the 76ers, but I don't look at it the same way now for sure. How could you? So Ben Simmons looks like he's not going to be there with the 76ers. The Celtics take on the Raptors and prove that they can beat the bag out of the Raptors. And the path to the Eastern Conference Finals looks easier now.
$7, man.
I feel good about where the Celtics are at. They're playing well. They're hitting their stride at the right time of the year. They got a couple more of these games to play, and including Tuesday, tomorrow, and then Thursday. What time's Thursday's game at, T-Bone? Could be a daytime start from
what
I hear.
No.
You're telling me noon.
Noon?
No.
Noon?
That's a shame.
All right. Well, looks like we could have an early game
cuts
to be played
Thursday.
We'll let you know about that when it becomes official. If it is official yet.
What a bummer.
Great weekend for the Celtics. Bad weekend for the Bruins.
Yeah.
Matt Porter was on the station today.
I heard that. First time ever.
Holy crap, he's evasive. We'll touch on that next.
Next.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball.
The Sports Hub. This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Beef. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
There was a tweet that I had about Tuca's hat. I mean, that's really about it. I mean, there was a tweet that, let's see, to fill you in, was it 2 weeks ago now, I think, there was a, Tuca was wearing a BPD hat, and I and other people made comments about it, and, you know, it was wrapped up in the social justice, point that I was trying to make personally. I can't speak for anybody else why they would have commented on it, but that's over there, and that's for me, too, trying to do my job, but for the Bruins, it's, you know, I don't think they're distracted by that kind of stuff.
Okay, and now what did you think about that? What was the tweet that got people angry at you?
I botched my point. I was trying to make a point about supporting the Black community, and it didn't go well. So Marchand jumped on me. That made it a story, and then other people jumped all over that, and it became quite a firestorm for a few days.
On Toucher and Rich this morning. He botched the point, he says.
Did you?
I still don't know what the point is because I have not seen a real explanation of the point by him anywhere.
Well, he's trying to make a social justice point.
It's so... Do you know what that is? Do you know when I look at the Tuca tweet? The "and there is this." I know how people are going to interpret that.
No kidding.
Right? I know how you interpret that. That is a...
I've done it before, and that's how I expect people to interpret it.
How dare you support the police if you also...
Look at this guy.
...have any, respect for Black Lives Matter as well. Like, how could you possibly have opinions on both sides of it?
It's like Hardy said last week. You can't be human and support both.
What are we doing, man? Perfect opportunity to explain it. What did we get there today? This man is evasive. It's what he is.
Well, they're not distracted by it.
Evasive.
No.
Evasive.
One of the most popular players just jumped your ass after you tweeted it. This is why you're the problem. I think it's on the radar. Every team, I don't care what sport you play, you know who's in your locker room. You know who writes what about you.
You know what my issue was with you're that very tweet aware. In the beginning. Is that it lacked any sort of substance other than just the picture and trying to be that online troll that's hypocrites. Hypocrite.
It's a startup tweet.
Like the one. Yeah. I almost said bleep stirring.
Yeah.
The bleep stirring tweet, right?
Yeah.
Just trying to stir it up.
100%.
Point out the hypocrisy. That's like the one mechanism that every online troll goes to. It's like the first thing in the online troll toolbox. See if you can call them a hypocrite.
Oh, you know what?
Right?
I can get a picture
like that
with
automatically
that.
Wins you the argument if you can find some strain of hypocrisy. So I was maybe waiting for some sort of more in-depth answer on it today. We didn't get it. We didn't get it from Matt Porter.
Be a shame if Matt Porter gets pulled over by the Boston Police Department.
Oh, don't do that.
No, I'm kidding.
Don't do that.
See, I'm trying to make the point. Like, he's trying to draw lines there. Like, I'm going to screenshot this, him with the hat, and then there's this. Do you know how Tuca feels? Do you know how the Bruins feel? Do you know who the Bruins have worked with over the years and the police department and the amount of kids they've brought in from the inner city to hockey games and to meet guys in the locker room outside it and to take them to the pro shop?
All I know, I forgot this point the other day. I forgot about this. But I know the date, and I got to see if I think I still have the sound of it. But it was the 1st of May in 2013. It was the first game of the playoffs. Was it the Maple Leafs in the first round? In 2013?
Yes.
And
I can't remember.
I've been known over the years. That was now 7 years ago, prior to having any kids, to go cover the Bruins and help out sound-wise for the station during the playoffs.
I've seen you against the wall in
right?
the back.
Of course.
Oh, I love that with the lanyard on, yeah.
Who was it? Greg Campbell? Who was it? Campbell? At Campbell's ass I was checking out that night.
I didn't know you were checking anybody's ass in the locker room.
Oh, you didn't remember that video? You don't remember that video from Nesson?
You were checking the ass out.
I was
trying
to lean up against the wall. Like,
remember,
Beatles
like this, but he did the look down.
And someone produced a great YouTube of that. Anyway, Tuukka Rask, I remember Tuukka Rask came to his locker wearing a Massachusetts State Police hat.
Yeah.
And someone said to him, like, oh, nice hat. And he made the joke, and he goes, yeah, I'm trying to get out of tickets. But that's not new for him.
Yeah.
That's not a new thing for him. That's all I wanted to say there. I forgot about that. I forgot about it because it was funny at the time. And it was also in 2013 when people obviously had a lot more respect and cared about the Boston Police a lot more than they apparently do right now, people like Matt Porter. So, I don't know. I just thought today was more of the same crap from this guy. Like, he didn't say anything today. He had an opportunity and a platform to do it, and I don't know. I don't know where the guy truly stands and what he meant by all of it. It's sort of annoying. I'm annoyed by him.
Well, It may not resonate with everybody, but if you're going to make a statement about something, if you're going to have an opinion on something, then
have an opinion.
Have an opinion, and then we can talk about it. Now we have nothing to talk about because when you try and middle it, and you're just trying to point things out, like you said, or just trying to stir conversation. Well, I think
controversy.
It's the perfect time to write an article questioning him, right?
Well, I think there's plenty of conversation about it right now. I don't know that the pot needs to be stirred anymore. I really don't. But it seemed to have an air of, well, they say this, but look at this.
Hypocrisy.
I don't even understand. Yeah. I don't even understand that point.
You're a hypocrite. That's all you get. Online trolling 101. Go for hypocrisy first. Oh, you're a hypocrite. Look at this and look at that. Those are two different things. Oh, God. Painful. Grow up. You want to talk to an angry Bruins fan?
Yeah, what the hell is,
I do.
What the hell is this?
Frank the Tank. Frank A.
Frank!
What's going on, boys?
How you doing? How's your team doing?
Perk up.
Oh, my God. My God. My God. My good God. My good God. My good God. My good God. There's not enough alcohol.
Sure
drugs.
There's. Sure there
my
are.
My God. I mean, with all due respect to Paul in the car, seriously, dude, like, seating doesn't matter. Of course it matters. All right. Look at what's going on. Look at who you drew first. Everybody says, okay, whatever, Carolina Hurricanes. They're playing well right now. And who did you bounce out last year in the conference finals? You bounced out Carolina. Who is ready to take a piece out of your ass more than Carolina is right now? And you draw them first? The first round is always the hardest round in the hockey playoffs. Everybody knows that. And then what's going to happen? Say everything goes to plan and you beat Carolina in a struggle fest in a six-game, seven-game series. Then what happens? You're going to draw Philly. You're going to draw maybe Washington. You're going to draw Tampa Bay. You're going to have to go through the top part of the conference in every round because you didn't put more of an effort into these so-called exhibition games. They did matter, and you're not playing well. Do you guys know who the leading scorer is of the Bruins right now? It's Chris Wagner.
I was going to say only a handful of goals.
Yeah, your first line hasn't scored.
And don't get me wrong. I love Wagner Power Tools. The guy's the man. I love him when you guys interview him. He's a good guy. But he's leading the Bruins in scoring right now. Obviously, you need four lines to succeed in the playoffs. But when your top two lines have gotten absolutely bupkis, except, you know, finally, I guess somebody told Jake DeBrusk that, you know, hey, the games are starting, buddy. You might want to get your head out of your ass and start playing a little bit better and start using your speed on the wing for Krejci or whoever else you're playing with. Guys, I don't know. I am concerned. I am very concerned about what's going on right now. If they do not start playing defensively better, they have left lanes in their zone that you could drive a dump truck through. Mm. If they don't start playing defensively better, because that's where everything comes from with this team, if they play defensively good and they've got good goaltending, their offense feeds off of that. If they don't start playing better in their own end and they don't start getting the power play going, these guys are in for a rude awakening. So, Paul, with all due respect in the car, buddy, I'm sure you've rolled down your window again by now. Dude, open your eyes. Open your eyes, brother. They are not playing well, and they are lining themselves up for an ass-kicking.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate the call. More of your calls coming up on the Bruins and the Celtics. See Celtics calls on the board. I want to get to those. They had a great weekend. The Bruins did not. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.